am I the jerk? And maybe you are. Maybe I am. And if you have a scenario, you can follow along and send yours in to amithejerk1310@gmail.com. But right now, Donnie, let's find out.
Let's do that. So I need to tell myself here a bit.
Oh, no.
Because as we park in our parking garage, we have about, what do you say, 50-yard walk?
From the parking garage to here?
Is that a half a football field or is it a football field?
I bet it's 100 yards.
I bet it's closer to 100.
Yeah, closer to 100-yard walk.
From the car to here,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so now when you see other people that you work with in the garage and you're walking down at the same time, you can have a nice little conversation as you walk your 100 yards and talk about whatever. Because mm-hmm. they're a nice coworker. But it is a little chilly outside. So I was getting out of my car. I believe it was Monday. I made my way downstairs and I saw our good pal Lawrence from Promotions.
Okay.
Lawrence is great.
He's a good dude.
He is really good dude.
Saw him yesterday.
Awesome. And he was kind of fidgeting with something in his coat, maybe trying to put his coat on or whatever. And logic will tell you that we can just stroll the 100 yards to the building and talk about stuff. But it was cold. And he was taking way too long. So I jetted. I didn't even stop. I didn't even waste any time. I got the hell on. And he was probably about 20, 25 yards behind me.
Still fidgeting?
No, I don't know exactly how long it took for him to
you
get
didn't
going.
Turn back to look.
No, it's cold.
You just left your friend
I
in the ice.
I kept going.
Okay, bye.
I jet it.
Close personal friend of ours, and you just left him out there.
I really, really like Lawrence. He's great.
Doesn't seem like it.
But there's some correlation between the temperature and friendship. And I tell you guys all the time, when I'm cold, I make bad decisions.
Right.
And maybe that was a terrible decision not to wait on him so we can walk together and have a good time for those 3-4 minutes we're outside.
So you won't wait for him in the cold, but you'll stand outside while pumping your gas in the cold?
Yeah, that's the man thing
that's
to
do. That's a point of pride.
Yeah. That's the manly thing to do.
How long did you stop and converse with Lawrence?
I saw him. I don't know if he took the elevator. I took the stairs, but we were down there right at the same time in the wind tunnel.
And it was bad yesterday.
It was Monday.
It was Monday.
Yeah.
It was bad Monday.
It was, I think, the worst Monday. It was freezing. But he was kind of standing there and just taking little baby steps. And if it's a nice day, I would totally wait on him so we can walk in together. But I was freezing.
Yeah.
And I needed to get inside.
I bet he was cold, too.
I'm sure he was.
He could have used that moral support to warm up.
I will bet you he probably would have. And that's why I'm presenting this now. Was I a jerk for not waiting on him?
You're not the jerk because you're talking about it right now, and Lawrence probably is hearing you because he probably thought originally, man, I can't believe that dude just bailed on me.
Just walked away.
But now he's hearing it, and he's like, all right, cool, that's nice.
Yeah, at least he feels kind of bad about it.
Right.
I wouldn't want anyone waiting on me if I'm fidgeting with something and it's really cold.
But wouldn't you say, oh, you don't have to wait on me? And the right thing to do would be to wait for that go-ahead.
And probably in my mind, it was like 2 minutes, but it was
20 seconds,
it was maybe 15. Maybe even 10. Like, I don't know.
Maybe I didn't stop at all.
I'm trying to see if we even...
Did you break stride?
Do you ever...
He didn't even break stride.
No.
I think you're fine.
I slowed down a little bit because I didn't know he was fidgeting so much.
Uh-huh.
And then when he's just kind of standing there, I was like, I can't.
I got to go, Lawrence.
I mean, what are you going to do?
It's time to go.
You know, the boys are waiting upstairs. We got a big meeting.
And for the life of me, I can't remember if he was so close that I think we were still in the elevator together.
Oh, no.
I think that's how close he was.
Yeah, you might be the jerk on this one, man.
You
made
wait.
The mistake of getting in the elevator together.
I mean, well, I got to the elevator and I waited for the elevator to come down. And in enough time, he was able to...
You catch up.
Yeah, catch up.
I'll give you my way to deal with this. Is anytime I think there's somebody behind me because I just don't like riding in an elevator with other people. It's a me thing. I get anxious. I don't like it. So if I know somebody's behind me that is coming to our building and is going to go up to one of our floors and is going to get in our elevator because we have a private elevator and then there's the building elevator, I will walk to the freight elevator in the back. just out of course.
You must have been losing your mind today because there were about six people on the elevator.
I considered
there were seven
and a dog.
Seven and a dog. Yeah.
So I had to. I thought the
same thing. I almost when they brought the dog on, I was gonna be like, you know what, you guys just go ahead and I'll catch
you. Yes, thank you. And these elevators go out all the time. We're gonna get stuck in a shadow somewhere.
I do this like because we have to walk downstairs because the building that we work on, there is a parking garage directly underneath it where fancy people get to park, not us.
Not us.
And there are times where I open the door to walk down the stairs to come down to where the elevators are. And sometimes I just don't feel like talking to somebody in the morning, and I'll see somebody that we may work with or that works at another station, and I'm like, ah. So I act like I'm on my phone, and I can't get on the elevator, because I'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm on the phone.
Just to wait?
Yeah, just to wait for them to go up and then come back down.
I feel like that's a little bit of a jerk move.
Yeah, but so I'm like, man.
But if you're claustrophobic, like my mom is totally claustrophobic. She can't ride in the backseat of a car. She hates riding elevators. And if there's no way she would have gotten on an elevator today. She's so claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But sometimes I feel like you may feel like you're a little too good. If I'm on an elevator, no, I'll just take the next one. What's wrong with this one?
Man.
And then I'll crop dust it. And then when it comes back down, I'll leave him a little present. You'll take the next one, all right.
Yeah, we had a thing right there. I don't think you were with me. You had already left.
Ass air in an elevator.
When we were at the First Responders Bowl, I wanted to go up to the press box, and the elevator to go up stopped at a couple of different floors for suites and different stuff. You get on there, and I'm one of the first people on. I turn around, and there must have been like 12 people on this thing, and like three other people. Hey, do y'all have room for us? And people are. And
whoa,
I go, you guys realize it comes back down, right? And people just turned around and looked at me. I was like, cause we're like sardines in there. And I go, I'm just saying there are other elevators and nobody says anything. And I'm just saying,
oh, you said that out loud?
Yes, 100% I did.
I mean, maybe the move would have been to get off yourself.
I couldn't. I was in the back. I would have had to be like, oh, can all of y'all get off and let me off?
Excuse me. Because I 100% will be like, yeah, I'll just take the next one. If it's even remotely full, I'll just wait.
Y'all have room for us? No, look at it. It comes back down. It comes back down. I promise you this is not the last elevator of the day.
This is one of the first times I'm finding myself squarely in the McLaren Insane Asylum because, yeah, I cannot abide. And we were about at capacity this morning. And if I didn't know what that dog did right before it got on the elevator, I don't think I would have got on.
Yeah,
cleaned out.
They have a dog of the day here at the station on Thursdays. And we were walking out of the parking garage and the dog took a big one. He felt 10 pounds lighter, boy.
Lucky.
He was like, he was like Craig's dad on Friday, spraying around in the bathroom.
That pile looked like a pile of bratwurst.
Dude. And he had a smile on his face as we came running down. I was like, hey, I would too.
He's ready to get the day going.
He's hungry, ready to go. Man. Like, that's the morning routine.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was a lot of people on that elevator. So the four of us, Ty, the lady with the dog and the dog. Yeah.
The dog.
Yep.
I felt very comfortable. I don't know why that doesn't bother me at all, but that doesn't bother me.
That's because you're willing to whistle on an elevator with a group as well.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a lot.
I will. It was a lot, but I want to say I apologize to Lawrence. If there is any type of jerk movement in my behavior, I didn't realize it. I thought about it as soon as he's maybe five steps behind me, and I could have waited.
You can hear his footsteps.
And I didn't because I was trying to get it.
You're a real jerk.
You are the jerk here.
I am? Okay. I told on myself. That's what this segment is all about. I feel that was a jerk move, and it was. So, Lawrence, I apologize. Next time I see him in the garage, I don't care how cold or how hot it is.
Good.
We will walk together and talk for those 100 yards.
Lawrence, walk as slow as possible.
That's okay.
And it's not even cold in the garage, really. It's not cold till you're outside in the wind tunnel part.
Wind tunnel took over the garage. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, that was rough.
No, the walk like past Blacktop, it was freezing Monday. It's like, was it even 20 degrees?
No, yeah, it was very, very cold.
So sad.
It was very cold.
Yeah, I would say the wind tunnel was probably at its worst yesterday, but that's just me.
All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. And if you have scenarios like that, please.
It was all Donnie this week.
Am I the Jerk 13?
So he's a jerk again for hogging the segment. We didn't even get to the emails.
It's his show.
I can't help it.
It is.
I can't help it.
Incredible.
Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. You send those scenarios and we will see and determine if you are a jerk or not. And yes, I was a jerk. Sorry, Lawrence. It won't happen again.